Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson and former Commanders beat reporter Craig Hoffman.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in to Take Command with Logan Paulson. I am Craig Hoffman. We are in the mock draft war room, Logan, because it is time for our final mock draft before the draft. As everyone will be hearing this, it'll be Wednesday, maybe even Thursday if you've waited a day to listen. So draft week is here, Logan. It is time. We do not have time to waste because we have to pick 32 picks in 45 minutes. That is our task today.
Boom. Yeah, we should be all right, though. Some of these will be pretty easy, I think. Although I was looking at it last night, and there are a lot of teams that are, kind of up in the air in terms of trades and all that kind of stuff. So it'll be a lot of fun to do this.
No, I've done a couple of these at this point, variety of ways. This one, by the way, because we have done the three-round mocks with the Commanders having six picks in the top 100, where we let the computer simulate out the other teams. This is going to be Logan and I picking for every team in the first round. If we're feeling real frisky by the end, Logan, maybe we'll even do pick 33 for Carolina. Let the Panthers fans have Mina always says she feels bad for them on her pod. Perhaps this is a way to get my mother to listen because she is a disgruntled Carolina Panthers fan. Perhaps we'll give give Ellen pick 33. Okay, let's get into it. Pick one. It's pretty easy. It's a hit start draft for those that are watching on YouTube to be able to follow along. And we just pick Caleb Williams and we keep it moving.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's like, to me, he's like maybe the best player in the draft. So this is a pretty easy decision to get him to Chicago, especially with all the weapons they have. That seems like the right pick there.
Yeah, you have a need at quarter. I mean, one, it's what they're going to do. So your mock draft just gets screwed up if you do something wacky there, because then the whole draft is off. Two, it's a quarterback needy team, the most quarterback needy franchise in the history of the NFL. They've never had a good one. They are going to get a good one, it seems like, in Caleb Williams. He's the number one guy. Although I guess we can talk about now with Washington at two, there is some debate over the number one guy. And especially I feel like it's not coming on late, but obviously these voices are getting louder in DC circles as of late, as Lewis Riddick and Dan Orlovsky and others have said, like, I think Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback in this draft. And I think that, obviously there's others that think Drake May is right there. Our buddy Nate Tice thinks that they're neck and neck, and he would give a slight lean to May. His colleague Dane Brugler says they're pretty neck and neck, but would give a slight lean to Williams. And then there's this feeling that I can't get rid of that J.J. McCarthy is exactly what Washington is looking for as well. We know that they're looking for dudes, and J.J. McCarthy is one heck of a dude. And by the way, he's a really good quarterback. So, everyone that seems to have, like, I thought Daniel Jeremiah was super interesting on McAfee earlier in the week when he was like, you know, I got to take my personal bias out of it because everyone just seems to think that Washington is taking Daniels. So I'm going to say they're going to take Daniels. But I also wonder, you know, does anybody actually know anything? It feels like this is so locked down. So that's kind of where I'm at, Logan, which is confused. But where are you at as we currently sit? And we're going to hopefully do a longer dive into this. But for this mock, like, where are you at with number two?
Yeah, I think I like the way you characterize that. I think it, right now, from what I understand and talking with, you know, all the people that I talk to around the NFL, no one knows. So ultimately, you have to go back to like what you think, what we think, and kind of make your decision. And, you know, I think the thing for me is that I'd be happy with any one of those guys, right? You know, J.J. Drake or Jaden. And I'm not saying that facetiously. I'm not saying that to kind of cover my, you know, to cover all the bases kind of thing. I really genuinely believe those guys are the guys, you know? And I think, you know, I probably would give a slight edge in my mind to JJ just because I really like what I see in terms of big time throws. I love the athlete. I love the leadership, but there's issues. Even though he's one of my favorite guys in the class, just from like a film standpoint, there's issues. Like, he doesn't have a lot of throws on tape. And how does that project? And we've seen that with Trey Lance, guys that don't have a lot of experience, it's hard for them to learn on the job as they go. And then you look at Jaden, who I also love. I love watching his tape, right? He's got this dynamic ability to make plays with his legs. He's got this tight release. His footwork's excellent in the pocket. He's got this knack for making big-time plays when you need him, two-minute red zone situations. But the offense there is so simple. You know, it's like, how does this simplistic offense project to the next level? And it's really, really hard to do that. And you look at Drake May, and he's probably got the most, I don't want to say most NFL throws, but definitely the most big time throws over the middle of the field. And it's the inconsistency with him. So I think they all have their warts. They all have their pluses. And I think if I had a gun to my head, I'd make the decision. I'd probably go Jaden Daniels, not because I don't love the other guys, but because I think his floor is so high. Right. And, you know, I think there's this idea you want to hit a home run with the quarterback, but also I just want to hit on the quarterback. Does that make sense? Like, I think everyone gets so caught up. Yeah,
that's a great way to put it.
Get so caught up with, oh, I need the next Patrick Mahomes. I need the next Justin Herbert. I need the next put in your quarterback here. But also, I just need a guy who's going to be able to like manage this offense for the next 5 years. And I think as of right now, Jaden Daniels gives me the most confidence that's going to happen. Again, I love JJ. I love Drake. But I think with his ability to run the football, the mechanics are locked in, the playmaking ability, the stories about his work ethic, I would just lean that way ever so slightly. And again, it doesn't detract from those other guys in any other way. I just feel a little bit safer with him at the moment.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I tend to agree with you. I think JJ, you and I are on the same place with McCarthy. We're like, and I think that is admittedly our West Coast offense bias.
Yeah,
we're like,
no doubt.
It looks like what we think quarterback should look like when you watch what he does have on tape at Michigan. Drake is both intriguing and terrifying for reasons that have long been discussed. And Jaden is a guy that just has a calm demeanor about him and a command of what he's doing that is really appealing. And I think that's why his tape is so enjoyable to watch, is because he just looks like he's in control at all times. I was joking with Anthony the other day on the radio show saying, like, you know, Jaden Daniels looks in control while he's getting sacked. Like, yeah. He's you know, he's back there. He's got it. He's got it. Oh, he went down. He gets back up. He's fine. It's on to the next play. About the only time that he doesn't look in control is when he takes the cartoonish hits when he's a runner. But outside of that, it's just so calm, cool, collected. But as you've said, and I think you've explained extremely well, like, it's easier to look that way when you've got the circumstances he does, the offense, the weapons, the everything. And so it is hard to project, but I tend to agree with you. I like Jaden a lot. I like JJ a lot. I'm intrigued. I won't say I like Drake a lot. I'm just incredibly intrigued. That kind of part of me wants him to take him just so I can be like, all right, let's go on this experiment together. This is going to be fun.
Right.
But I think both in that we're in the same place with Daniels as probably the correct pick. And it for anyone that claims to know anything, it seems to be going in the Daniels direction. I say we take Jaden Daniels here for Washington at two. And so that is what we are going to do. That leaves the New England Patriots at three. By the way, trades are live during this. So, Logan, if we want to propose any trades, I certainly have some that I have kind of earmarked to throw at you. But if you want to propose anything, by all means, go ahead. New England at three. Do they stick and pick? Do they take a trade? Where are we at here with Williams and Daniels off the board?
Yeah, I think they for sure stick and pick. I mean, the more you hear people talking around the NFL, it sounds like they're going to pick a quarterback. I think they're uniquely qualified in terms of their roster construction at the moment to take Drake May. You know, they have Jacoby Brissett, a guy that could start for an entire season. I think you feel great about it, right? And I think he's one of the better, if not the best, backup kind of rotational quarterback in the NFL from a leadership, from a mentorship standpoint. So if I'm them, I'm saying, let's go for a home run. You know, let's not just get on base, like, because we have the luxury of having him sit for a year. And that's what I would do if I was them. I'd draft Drake May, have him sit for a year, and then and hopefully we get a very special playmaker for 2025.
So I do want to just make a note real quick, because I think Nate said this the other day on the Athletic Football Show, and, you know, obviously he's Drake's his guy, but I do think this is correct and worth reiterating to our audience as well. You and I both agree that Drake May sitting would probably be best for Drake May, but the idea that he's not ready to play, I think is like almost a narrative that's taken off in a way that has gone too far. And part of that is Drake is such a good scrambler that he also has a floor underneath him. Now, how he develops as a passer and like where he has to go, I think there's so much room between where he is and his ceiling that sometimes gets misconstrued into, like, if he went out and played NFL football tomorrow or in August or September, like he would look lost and he would just like take the snap and curl up in the fetal position. That's not true.
No,
he'd make a ton of mistakes. He'd be able to run around to avoid heinous play. And he could definitely benefit from learning from someone like Brissett. So in optimized circumstances, I do think he probably sits for a while. But the idea that he needs to sit, like, no, he can't play right now, I do think is a narrative that perhaps has gotten a bit out of control.
And I think I say that in a perfect world, all three of those guys would sit. All four of those guys would sit, right? I genuinely believe, like, quarterbacks that can sit and learn without having to take live bullets for a while is an advantageous situation for the quarterback. So I think that's not an indictment of Drake May when I say that he should sit or that it would be good for him if he did sit. I think it'd be good for Jaden Daniels if he sat. I think it'd be good for JJ. I think it'd be good for Caleb if that was an option on the table, right? I think having to start a young quarterback right away is something that people tend to overlook in terms of how challenging that is. Like, when you look at the complexity of NFL defenses compared to the complexity of college defenses, it's not even in the same sphere. They're not even in the same, like, you know, category. Like, they almost look like they're playing different sports, and they are. And so I think that's kind of what I'm saying. Like, for Drake, like, this is a good situation for a guy who's got some technical issues to sit, get those resolved, but also learn. And I think, like, that's something that, you know, I think we all would have liked to see with Sam Howell, just a little bit more conservative approach with him to help his development along. And so that's what I'm saying with Drake May. Again, I like all three of these guys a lot. And I do think him sitting for 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it looks like, is going to help his development, because he's not going to have to learn under fire. He's going to be like, oh, this is what cover six looks like. This is what they do versus 3x1. I think that kind of stuff is the thing that ensures longitudinal success for the quarterback. And I think if you look at the history of quarterback development, I think that holds true. So that's why I say that. It's not to say that Drake is bad or anything like that. It's just that I think if he were given the opportunity to sit, it would behoove him.
For sure. All right. Let's try to get through a couple of these. Well, I guess I want to take a little longer on the quarterbacks, obviously, because that's where Washington is going to be thinking about over the next couple of days as they finalize their decision. I think as we take Drake May officially for the Patriots at three, I think the Arizona Cardinals, for me, I think they stick and pick. They're going to have calls. Yeah. But eventually you need players. They already have the extra first from Houston from last year, which didn't work out quite as well for them as they anticipated, as C.J. Stroud had the monster rookie year, and now that pick is at 27. But I do think that like a guy like Marvin Harrison, like, you want to find out what you got in Kyler Murray, go get him. Maybe the closest thing we've seen in the draft to Larry Fitzgerald, the Cardinals legend. And let's get Marvin Harrison Jr. That's what I would do here. What about you?
No, I think that's 100% right. I think it just depends on how they grade those other two guys, right? Like, where do they categorize Malik Nabers and Roma Dunze in relation to him? And I think some people probably have Malik Nabers ahead of him. I think Marvin Harrison is a safer pick. So, for example, if the trade offer is substantial or significant and you're moving down, let's say, with Tennessee, hypothetically, I would do it in a heartbeat, because I don't have that much of a differentiation between Malik Nabers and Roma Dunze. But I do agree.
Assuming
that
it's 11, 12, 13, that it's Minnesota, Denver, and Las Vegas searching for a quarterback, I think that's too far.
Yeah, I think it's too far if you're looking for a difference maker, because I think Roma Dunze doesn't get past Chicago at 9, and I think Malik Nabers is probably off the board to New York, right? So I think, like, you're not going to get any of these significant playmakers, which is a little bit unfortunate if you're Arizona and you're looking for a playmaker. So I'm with you. I think if they're in that 11 range, I don't think they do it. I think they probably stick and pick the best player, you know, outside of Caleb Williams, or the most consistent, definitely the most consistent evaluation of Marvin Harrison Jr.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.